It is very important to send all the documentation that we require, or at least all documentation you have. I know in the Western world, employers generally can't ask, but here in China, our office must be ensured that those applicants will qualify for the correct work permit and visa to legally work in China, in schools or education centers. Panda looks for applicants that can work legally to protect the company's licenses and the other foreign teachers working for Panda. Asking for these documents also saves time for the applicant who is looking for a job and the employer who doesn't want to waste valuable time setting up interviews with applicants that don't qualify to work legally. This might sound harsh, but the company gets approximately 100 applicants per week, and we don't want to waste an applicant's time for an interview if they will have no chance of getting a job, even if their English pronunciation is perfect. That said, only email us the documents we ask for and nothing more. For the last year, and especially after the COVID-19, things have become harder for teachers, especially for non-natives. So it is very important to cooperate with the foreign director and be sure to send all the documentation. Before, schools were willing to give non-native English speakers a chance in the schools, but schools throughout China, especially in the bigger cities, are finding it more difficult to hire them. This doesn't necessarily mean a non-native can't be hired, it means it is fairly more difficult.